Hi, this is Dean Kuntz. Welcome to my podcast. Not too long ago, I teamed up with a group of women who have a company named Broadthink, which I think is an amusing name for them, who were going to redo my website, update it, energize it, and add a lot of bells and whistles to it. And in the process of doing that, I came to like all of them very much, and we got along so well. So we also decided, what new forms of entertainment can we break into that we haven't approached before? Things that I would find interesting, but would not take a great deal of my time away from the books, as the books totally consume me as it is. So I thought comics was an interesting area. I'd had a couple little forays into comics, but they were one-shots and they weren't that interesting. So I said, what can you achieve in the comic book area? Now, I warned them that as a kid, my kind of comic books were not the kind of comic books that everybody else seems to have liked. I never cared for superheroes. It all seemed too impossible for me, too uninteresting to me, and I was never into power fantasies, unless the power fantasy was that of Uncle Scrooge McDuck. I was a big fan of Donald Duck comic books, Scrooge McDuck comic books, the giant money bin that he swam in. That was more my league. The Beagle Boys and their schemes to take away Uncle Scrooge's money. Donald and Huey, Dewey, Louie on their great adventures. That was much more exciting to me as a kid than superheroes. And I sort of then fell into horror comics when I was 11 or 12, and then out of those by the time I was 14. So I never had the superhero period, and that was what I sort of felt all comics had sort of gone to these days, and I said, I probably isn't any of my work that would adapt to it. But these ladies went out and started searching for interest and discovered it right away, and we ended up doing an arrangement with Del Rey, who is a leader in manga, and did a first Odd Thomas title with Del Rey that will be coming out next spring of 2008. And it was fascinating to me because I was vetting the script, but also getting to see all this wonderful artwork. The artist in this, Queenie Chan, is extremely talented, and just a lot of fun to see Odd being realized and the characters around him. And these are stories set before the first Odd Thomas book, so it's a little bit finding our way. The first one may not be what the second and third one will be, but it was very interesting and exciting anyway. And then also the Dable Brothers came along, and those who are aficionados of comic books know who the Dable Brothers are, and wanted to translate the Frankenstein books and the Chris Snow books to comics. And that sounded very appealing to me, and that has gone extremely well. I think when those of you who like the Frankenstein books see the comics next year, you're going to be blown away. They have, they're doing an absolutely faithful adaptation of the books, but it is an adaptation and creativity is being brought to it, but it's been good creativity. And the artist on it is doing fabulous work at the opening. I'm very excited about those Frankenstein books and the Odd Thomas books. And one day when they can get around to Chris Snow, those as well. There's going to be quite a lot of these because adapting the Frankenstein books alone is takes quite a lot of issues. But that's been exciting to me. We're working now. Shouldn't be really talking about it, but we are working with a very major game designer on a couple of video games. So breaking out into these new areas has been interesting to me, and it's fun to get a script on a comic book that's well written, and you have to say, "Oh, look at that! They did exactly what." The Frankenstein books are supposed to do, but then they thought of a little additional good thing to add to it. And there isn't any of your time put into it, but you're seeing it visualized and brought into a visual medium in a very exciting way. As you know, my experiences with Hollywood have been such that most of my stuff brought into a visual medium has been horrifying, so it looks like the comic books will give us a total different approach to all that. We're also beginning to work on a number of things that are going to carry forward the Trixie Kuntz franchise. Trixie was my dog, my much-beloved golden retriever, and she died this past summer. But she had done two books, and there's going to be a third book by Trixie coming out in the fall of 2008, and it's beginning to look like there may be a whole industry of other Trixie products and books which we're working on. And it's very exciting to me, that one in particular, because Trixie was as real to me as a character as any I've ever created, and as real to me as a personality as any human being I've ever known. And I felt very much that I was inside her head when she was living. And when I wrote the books under her name, I felt that I knew what she felt about the world. And to be able to carry that on and feel that Trixie may lead a very long shadow, if we were very, very lucky, is an exciting thing to me. So branching out in these new areas is very different. I hope when these things hit the market and you see them, that you'll be interested in them and excited by them as I am. And meanwhile, very soon, we are going to have a web store on the site where the Book of Counted Sorrows will be sold starting in January, which I know a lot of you have wanted that book for years, and we're finally producing it and going to have it on site. It'll only be available there, and certain other things related to Odd Thomas. So we're branching out, sort of like Martha Stewart, into all sorts of things that bring those characters that I love writing about so much into a greater dimension of reality that interact with people's lives in different ways. Thank you for listening. If you would like to know more about my work or more about any of the side things that are happening, like the comic books, please come to our website, deankuntz.com.